Talking Sam Podcast, y'all. Just Talking Sam Podcast. Just put your name on it. You don't talk about it, be about it.
I don't know this till like right now.
Seriously.
iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious if the audience listening, we never write this out.
All right, what's up? What's up, y'all? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talking with Sam podcast. Just Talking with Sam podcast. We are back for 2016, and we doing it. We don't really have a lot to go on today because we are 3 days into the new year. We are running out of stories. We don't really run out. We don't really have anything, but we get in here. But we know this. We're making some bold predictions for 2016. Bold predictions, what we feel in our heart and our souls, you know, strong, bold predictions, and what we gonna do, no fact checking, no, mainly, we would love to fact check, we just can't because nothing happened, so, that's what we doing. I go for the majority of the show, Tasha shows up toward tail end, we got, our buddy Idea from Collective Peace, some new music for 2016, and Hall of Famer James Lofton, NFL Hall of Famer, on the show to open the new year. So we got a great show for you. Now, so we just jumping right into it. But first off, before we do anything, I want you guys to go to samshownation.com. Start the new year off right. I want to thank you guys for all the stuff you've done in 2015, but in 2016, that doesn't mean stop. Please go to samshownation.com, click the donate button on the homepage, current promotions page, and give whatever makes you feel like a good person. You guys, throughout the years, you guys have been doing this. This has always been a crowdsourced podcast. And you guys, whatever sent y'all put into this podcast, we get right back with quality shows, getting new equipment, being able to do what we are doing by hitting the donate button. Or, you know, so go ahead and do that. Hit the donate button, homepage, current promotions page, and give whatever makes you feel like a good person. Hey, but let's say you want to show your love for the podcast. You want a little receipt. You want a little gift. You want a little taste. You want a little give back. You can always go to samshownation.com, hit the store link, and get whatever merch you can get. We re-upping on some store stuff. We got the t-shirts. We got the stickers. And the free iTunes app for all my Apple people out there. You are first in line to get any podcast, a behind the scenes kind of look about what we do here and everything else. You're first in line. You can subscribe, rate, and review, and do all of those things related to the podcast right there via the iTunes app. But let's say you're not an Apple person, we got you covered. All you gotta do is go to samshownation.com. Click the podcast link and you can hear us, whether that be on Stitcher, whether that be on TuneIn, for my Windows, Android people out there. RSS if you got BlackBerry still. Or you can listen to it right there on the page at samshownation.com. Hit the podcast link. Got a few sponsors. And then we're going to jump to the lovely song, Bumper by Idea. And from Collective Peace. Remember we talked about them earlier? They was on the show, Collective Peace. Either way, we'll get into that in a minute. But gotta pay some bills around here. I want to say the first sponsor goes to the good folks at Adidas. Adidas wants you to start off 2016 off right. And what they mean by right, save you some money. You can save up to 50% with all Adidas gear. Men, women, shoes, apparel with their end of the season sale. No offer code required. All you got to do is go to SanTroNation.com under current promotions link. Click the Adidas link, the official outfitter of the NBA. What? Yes. And by doing that, right there in the left-hand corner, all you got to do is scroll down, click the Adidas link, and it scrolls down. And it says, hey, 50% off sale, in the season sale, and you can get tons of shoes, apparel, whatever you need to stock up. I know you probably made some resolutions. You want to get a few of them LBs off. You want to do it right, but you want to do it really right by going to SamShowNation.com, clicking that Adidas link, getting some of the new gear from their end of season sale. And you can save up to 50% off. No offer code required. Only thing you need to do is go to SamShowNation.com, click the Adidas link, the official outfitter of the NBA, shop as you normally would. So there you go. Adidas.com via SamShowNation.com. The other sponsor who wants you to help you start off your 2016 right is the good folks at Walmart. Walmart, their daily savings center is kicking back for 2016, giving you the hottest values all around with their mega rollbacks. I joked about it a little bit, but you know that gift you didn't get for Christmas that you wanted somebody to get? Buy it yourself! You can do it right there from Walmart. Hey, maybe you need to get a 2016 jump start on your taxes. Lord knows I do. Do it right there from the Daily Savings Center. You grab the Intuit TurboTax. You can grab, and I'm just reading off stuff from today. This thing changes every day for the hottest values that you can get. You can learn how to save 25% off right there at the Daily Savings Center. You can do free grocery pickup, some I may be utilizing today, the last week of the NFL season. And since I don't want to leave the couch, you can do it right there. All you got to do. And any orders $50 or more is shipped straight to your house for free. No, you know, no delivery free for that. No delivery. Or you can have it shipped to store and be like me and get it at halftime. So please go to SamShowNation.com, click that Walmart link, the Daily Savings Center, and get the hottest values for that day in question. Today is the 3rd. It's going to change on the 4th. Whatever you may need, go to SamShowNation.com, click the Walmart Daily Savings Center link, and shop as you normally would. And last and certainly not least, the granddaddy of them all, Amazon.com. Go to SamShowNation.com, click the Amazon link, and you can get into their new year, new you. Now, you probably seen that a lot in social media, new year, new you, but Amazon means it, mainly because they are helping you get everything you're supposed to do to keep up with your resolutions. They have a lot of picks. Maybe you want to, you know, fix up the house a little bit. They got a bunch of do-it-yourself equipment. Maybe you want to be more in the pop culture world. You want to get some stuff and you want to know what's... They got you covered. You could be like me and use Amazon services to binge watch TV all last week. I saw Mozart in the Jungle. It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. And you know how I did it? I went to SamShowNation.com and I clicked the Amazon link. And I watched right there. More than all you gotta do is go to SamShowNation.com, click the Amazon link on the homepage, current promotions page. You could do whatever you were going to do. Who are we kidding? It is Amazon. You are going there anyway to get whatever you needed to get for your daily life. The only thing we ask you to do is go to SamShowNation.com, click the link on the homepage, current promotions page. You can get all of those pretty cool things. Have you tried Prime? I've tried Prime. I love Prime. Free 2-day shipping. Also, college students, free 2-day shipping. All you got to do is go to SamShowNation.com, click the Amazon link, and it's free to join. All you got to do is have your student ID, and you can do all that. Free 2-day shipping for all college day for college students. So if you're working on that degree in 2016, please go to SamShowNation.com, click the Amazon link, and Amazon Prime is free for Amazon students. So this is something just drop in the bucket. If you were doing that, there we go. Save yourself some cash, because Lord knows if you in college, money's hard to come by because you, well, you're a student. It happens. But either way, go to SamShowNation.com, click the Amazon link, the homepage, current promotions page, free prime for the students. And what we're going to do, we'll take a quick pause. We're going to jump into the podcast, all of this. But first, we are going to play the new one, Bumper, from our buddy, Idea, with a little help from some of the members of Collective Peace. See you in a few. Listening, that was Bumper from our friend Idea from Collective Peace. Now, they are more than welcome back on this podcast anytime they want. I love pushing whatever they got going. And quite honestly, if you listen, it's the old Grace Jones track for... All right. Let me break this down. I realize I'm talking to a bunch of millennials. Grace Jones... Read a book. Google her. Grace Jones, but this was, I like how she put it, this was not a remix, this was not a, it's a refix, that's how she put it. But either way, that's our pals from Collective Peace. More importantly, Idea, do look forward to some big things coming from her in 2016, as well as Collective Peace as a whole. You can, she's gonna have an LP coming out. Yeah, I'm spilling some tea. The first thing I'm doing in 2016 on this show is, you know, throwing some information out. She's going to have an LP called Brave. It's going to be a lot of good things in 2016. So we wish her, as well as Collective Peace, nothing but the best. You can follow her on social media. It's right there, Idea. If you go to our Facebook, Instagram page, or you can follow the group Collective Peace. All of them, I'm pretty sure they don't support that girl. They should. Just how it sounds, Collective Peace, all one word, on IG and Twitter. So yeah, we back for 2016. We doing big things. We supporting the folks. For those who are listening to me a second time, for the first time in 2016, yes, the first podcast in 2016, I admit there was, I'm solo deep back in the den, we doing our thing, but yeah, people who heard me early podcast, we tried to get it out for 2016, which was the non-official first episode. I didn't exactly have my mic plugged in, so it sounds like I was talking in a tin can for roughly half an hour. And my guests have left, I don't know what we talked about, and then when you get that update, not necessarily an update, couple of concerned tweets from Twitter. So they're like, hey man, you need to update your stuff, you need to, we can't hear you. And I'm like, what's going on? You find out what's going on, and here we go again. So here we go. If you missed that one, that was a blooper reel. We're all entitled to them. There's going to be a few, there's going to be a few more. So I mean, not on purpose, but hey, we human. It is what it is. So welcome to 2016. One thing I clearly remember we talked about in the last one, the one that you didn't hear, or the one you not supposed to hear, or however that works, is that hands down, you ask anybody in radio, TV, broadcasting as a whole, the first show of 2016 or the first show of the new year is usually the hardest because there's really nothing to talk about. In our case, this goes up on the 3rd of January. So in the last 3 days, nothing really happened in the world. Nothing really happened where you can really jump into. People are still on the tail end of their holiday. They're wrapping it up. Not a lot of guests. There's really nothing to talk about. Unless you're like totally in the NCAA football. Then, you know, you got the bowl games. But the bowl games is one big reminder of saying, hey, it's over. It's we're done. But I did check out the TCU game, man. That was one of the greatest, if not the greatest comeback I've ever seen from a backup quarterback. From any quarterback. It was a 30 some odd points. My man came back. And there we go. That is what we got. But the reason that is important, because the first show of every year gives the host or the guest or whatever nothing but predictions and wild speculations. So here we go. That's what this show is. Making some hard body predictions, because a lot of crazy stuff happened in 2015. Lot. You got Donald Trump being all Trumpy, doing this Trump thing for president. You got, for some reason, transitioned to Caitlyn Jenner, and a former dude, now won Woman of the Year. Okay, that's a lot to wrap around right there. So that's a lot right there. The Trump thing, the Caitlyn Jenner thing, that was a big one. You got Cosby, America's dad, is everyone's favorite rapist. And you got Jared, who was a fat guy who turned ugly, and now I'm not saying ugly. Jared was a chunky, charismatic, fat guy. Got on the Subway deal. Became an ugly, skinny guy. I said it. then became like pedophile. Like, either way, 2015. That bar is set really low. It is. It just is. It was a lot of stuff we had to wrap our head around. It was a lot of... But that gives nothing but hope for 2016. I kind of mentioned a little bit, I'm not the most political guy in the world, but the presidential race, I have gotten that a few times. Dealing with family and friends over the holiday season, they says, Sam, who you voting for? Who you voting for? Well, I'll tell you, I'm straight up voting for Hillary. And they say, like, whoa, what, wait, you just voting for Hillary because she's a woman? Yeah. Yeah, I am. Trust me. I know she's capable of doing cool stuff. I know she's a good leader. I know all of this stuff, mainly because she was kind of geared for it. She had to work for it. She had to do all this stuff. The work speaks for itself. Now that we got that out of the way, yeah, I'm totally voting for her. All right, let me put it like this. I voted for Obama strongly because he was a black guy. That was a good 75% of the reason I voted for him. Yep. Not just because it's just like, well, what about blah, 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 his politics? Hey, yeah, we'll get to that. But I voted for him because he was a black dude. Not a shocker. He won. Spoiler alert. And then, much like anybody else, he couldn't fail. Because there's like this added pressure when you're the first or something. Whether it be black, Latino, Asian, if you're a female, if you're whatever. You the first at something. That means you have this added pressure of being on point on everything you say or do. Now, this is Obama. Obama had the little thing I know. There's no foreign policy. No real diplomatic stuff. He knew the basics, but he wasn't on paper. I mean, who are we kidding? My man, whole thing was based on hope and change. So ideally, that is not what you want your campaign to be ran on. Hope. Hey, let's just hope he does a good job. But he did a good job. So, think of it like this. Now we got Hillary, who has been president's wife for 8 years, Secretary of State. She was a senator. She got all the stuff down. And say what you will. I already talked about the added pressure of just being in that position and the added pressure that will, just being the first at something. But you learn a lot with pillow talk, man. Like, my wife, Tasha, she's been on the show. You guys met her. I have no idea about makeup and no idea about nails or beautification rituals whatsoever. But years of pillow talk, I know a little bit. You know, I could kind of bullshit my way through a nail salon and know what I know or pretend I know something. And vice versa. So you got that on top of all your pedigree. Hillary gonna crush it, man. And then on top of that, the people she going against is not really gonna be a problem. So yeah, I'm voting for Hillary, man. That is yeah. That's why. That's why. Because she's the first woman. Who are we kidding? Women are 51% of the population. We are the only advanced nation or first world. There we go. That's the word I'm looking for. First world country who has never had a female leader. We are. It's us. And I think Israel. No, Israel had one. That's all I know about politics. That's all I know. There we go. We wrapped it up. So, yeah, Hillary got this. She going against, on the Democratic front, she going against a man from Back to the Future. That's going to be, that. I mean, look, Bernie Sanders got a lot of cool stuff, but every time I look at him, I do think is him and Michael J. Fox finna go stop a rape back in the 50s. That's pretty much, that was Back to the Future, right? Yeah, that's how it went down. And, who else? Trump. If Trump came out today and said he's been working for Hillary all along, I would totally believe it. I mean, he's just doing way too many fucked up things to, like, be taken seriously as a president. So, there we go. And, Chris Christie, who I thought would have got it, ain't saying nothing. Jeb Bush ain't saying nothing. And then it's just like a bunch of nobodies for the Republican side. So pretty much Hillary got this locked up. That's a bold prediction. See, that's what this show's about. Just bold predictions. Bold predictions for 2016. In the sports world, Seth gonna do it again. Golden State Warriors doing it one more time. There we go. Bold predictions. Based on absolutely nothing. Pistons. I love my Pistons. Playoff contender. They got about a 500 season right now. They're on the bridge of a 500 season. You know what? They're going to get to first, maybe second round playoffs. But Seth got it. Seth got this thing. Another bold prediction. That's all we do in this show. And please feel free to Facebook, tweet, Instagram, all the bold predictions that you may have, if you want to battle some of my bold predictions. Hey Sam, who's going to win the 2016 Super Bowl? Patriots, Tom Brady. Next question. Another bold predictions, man. That's all this show is. We not fact checking. We not going back. We not doing any of that. Just strong opinions, just bold predictions. Here's another thing, bold predictions. For 2016, one thing we saw in 2015 is a lot of stars from the 80s, 70s show up and try to do something totally different than what they was doing. I mentioned the Trump. I mentioned Bruce Jenner. Now Caitlyn. Calling it right now. In 2016, somebody who is coming back with a vengeance, somebody who's coming back like, y'all forgot about me, I'm coming back, and mainly because I just kind of want to see it, Cindy Crawford. I have no idea what the hell she would do at this point. Cindy Crawford coming back, like, what's up? Her or Daisy Fuentes. Now, I understand I am talking to a bunch of millennials. I believe Daisy Fuentes is still around. Totally believe it. But, yeah. Both of them. Excuse me. One, if not both of them, will be back. I think she was like Cuban. All right. Let me talk to the millennials for a while. Back in the day, Daisy Fuentes was... Alright, let me break it down. Back in the day, Daisy Fuentes was on a channel called MTV. And MTV, this is the craziest thing in the world, was a channel. Not the MTV that you know today. That's more like your I'm teenage, I'm pregnant, little docudrama networks. No. Back in the day, Daisy Fuentes used to host videos, and that channel, MTV, the M in MTV, used to stand for music. And what she would do, she would host videos, and she would have a little countdown show. Then, when she started getting a little, and on top of that, she was the first Latina VJ. What a VJ is a video jockey. Much like a disc jockey or a DJ. This person, which is designated to host videos. She was the first Latina VJ. And she was the first Latina spokesperson for thing like CoverGirl or Revlon. I remember that being a big thing. It was some It was some like beautification thing, because that led to her own show called House of Style. And she had a show, her whole show was about teaching you how to dress, teaching you what to wear in early 90s fashion. Now, those things don't exactly work out now. You can't wear what she was wearing now, but since, you know, our generation, pop culture always has like a 20-year gap. So if you were cool in if you were cool in the 70s, you came back in the 90s. So if you were back in the 70s, that's where stuff like Happy Days. Happy Days was a show about the 50s, but it was broadcasted in the 70s. A lot of people don't know that. A lot of people think it was actually happening in the 50s. I used to be one of those people. No, I was just saying what happened that was great 20 years ago. We saw it in the 80s with the Wonder Years. I talked about the 60s. In the 90s, I watched a lot of TV growing up. In the 90s, we saw they talked about the 70s a lot. A lot of early Outkast, a lot of Snoop Dogg, really paid Dre. A lot of all those beats from the Chronic. Most of those came from 1970s songs. It was a lot of samples there because it was showing the great stuff from, you know, the 20 years prior. So I would imagine in 2016, we got to dip back to 1996. You're seeing little shades of it with, what's that movie, Dope? You're seeing people showing homage to it with the old school rhymes. A lot of high top fades going around. A lot of stuff like that. So I would imagine Cindy Crawford and Daisy Fuentes being two high standings of the 90s. They're coming back. That's like I said. Hardcore predictions. These are nothing but predictions. Cindy Crawford coming back. And what they're going to do? Hell if I know. You got Trump running for president. I would imagine Cindy Crawford is wins the Olympic bronze in powerlifting. That would be the shit. That would be the shit. Cindy Crawford just comes back. Watch this shit. It just like started just benching 700 pounds. Like, you didn't think I got this. Now, as far as Miss Fuentes, it's just fun to say, Daisy Fuentes. I don't know what the hell she don't do. She probably just come back to say, hey, I'm here. But probably like do something cool, like she's like build an app, and this app like makes purified water or something. It's just like, no, I mean not like purified water, just the app makes water. You just open up your phone and just like water comes out of it. Okay. Bold predictions. I hit basketball. I hit football. Bold predictions. I know a little baseball. Let's do it. Ken Griffey Jr. Hall of Famer. He going into the Hall of Fame this year. Yep. Said it. As far as winning the whole thing, shit. I have no idea. Season hasn't started yet, but yeah, there we go. That's all I pretty much got, because I'm in at the start of a year. There's no practices. There's nothing to make a bold prediction on. But since we in the spirit of bold predictions, I will say off top of the dome, Washington Nationals. Fuck it. Washington Nationals are your next. Unless Detroit do something tonight. They will have to do it tonight. The Tigers do something tonight. The Washington Nationals, which is the National League Detroit. They're like Detroit Tigers. Everyone we traded went to that team. So, there we go. Bold predictions. They got it. Yep. There we go. Strong bold predictions. And at the start of the show, I talked about how hard the show is because we have no real information to go from. we want to fact check. We can't fact check. We're just doing it off strong opinions. I would love to like have some basis on anything I'm saying. I'm just going strictly on strong opinion. And there we go. I am going strictly on strong opinion. And nothing happened. It's the third. Like, as I'm recording this, I'm looking at the date, and there's no, it was like, oh, Sam, I don't can believe what you said. Look, hey, it's the third. You know what it is? What we're going to do, we're going to take a moment. We're going to read an ad from one of our sponsors, because we got nothing. Nothing but bold predictions. I know I did that early in the show, but I know. A lot of people in 2016 have made their New Year's resolutions to eat healthy. A lot of people have said, like, hey, this is the year I turn it around. This is the year I get my stuff right. I lose a couple of LBs. And that's a good thing to have. However, let me offer an alternative. You go to SamShowNation.com and you could click the link at Mrs. Fields Cookies, because Mrs. Fields knows it's time to celebrate. You can enjoy up to 15% off site wide by using the code 15NEW. New. You can say it with cookies. You could give an awesome thank you. You could give some New Year's gifts with that. You could celebrate. You could go ahead and get some cookie packages. You could get some gifts. You could be a good dude. Instead of being that guy eating rice cakes, starving yourself, being that person who is like, yeah, I'm trying to eat right, I'm gluten-free, which, you know, you can do that with Mr. Fields. They have a gluten-free option. Or that you being that person, you could be that person that goes the other way and get in some tasty cookies, brownies. You could do a bunch of stuff, and you could celebrate the new year right with some cookies, some comfort food. Hey, it's cold outside. You can nibble. You can watch some pretty good TV, actually. That's what I've been doing. I've been binge-watching a lot of stuff with your Mrs. Fields cookies. Only thing we actually do, go to SamShowNation.com, click the current promotions link. Hit up Mrs. Fields. Shop as you normally would. You can shop by product, shop by occasion, shop by whatever you want. Hit up this sales stuff. You can get a jump on whatever you're getting. Or you can use the offer code 15NEW. You can save 15% off anything on the site. You can go ahead and do that. From here, you may want to act fast, because this offer expires the 5th. Oh, okay. This offer expires January 5th at 2 a.m. So go ahead, get it. Put in the discount code 15NEW at checkout. 15% off all your Mrs. Fields merchandise. So go to SamShowNation.com. Click the Mrs. Fields link. And there you go. Alright. We're back. We're making some bold predictions for 2015. One thing I do get a chance to do. One thing you probably predicted. And you was just like, well, Sam wasn't really prepared. No, we were. And then we didn't plug in mics. No one heard us. So here we go. So here's what we want to do. I want to play this because over the break, we actually a few weeks ago, I got a chance to sit down briefly, real quickly. Since we're in the mood for football, it is playoff season coming up. As of today, as of this recording, is the last week of the regulation football season. And then we jump in the wild cards, which is next week. And then we get into full-blown playoffs. Which means there's only roughly a month. Month and a couple of weeks of football left. Which means Super Bowl is coming up. Which means my guest at this time, I got a chance to sit down. He's going to be very busy. Mr. James Lofton. Now, a lot of people thinking, like, I know that name, but I don't know who he is. I don't know. Let me tell you a little bit about James Lofton. James Lofton is a former NFL athlete and coach. He played for the San Diego Chargers, but he's best known for his time with the Green Bay Packers, mainly because my father, a Lions fan, this man is solely responsible for crushing his dreams. Myself around too, but that was from like 78 to 86. And then he moved to the Raiders, and it was all good in the hood. Then he went to the Bills. It was definitely all good in the hood. Then he kind of like got passed around the league a little bit. He went to the Rams for a season, and he went to the Eagles for a season. And then after that, he went into a coaching career. So with his coaching career, he was like the wide receiver coach for San Diego. And then that went to – he went to Stafford and lost – fun fact, he lost the job to Jim Harbaugh. And then he was like a candidate for the Oakland Raiders head coaching position. And then from there, he took it where most people know him to this day. He was broadcasting. So he did a lot of stuff for NFL Network. He was on the team with Sunday Night Football. That's NBC, I believe. So he did a lot of color commentary and sideline reporting and all that other good stuff. And now he can be seen pretty much every week on the NFL Network. He's back on the NFL Network. So when they was here when he was here personally for the Hall of Fame tour, I got a chance to sit down, talk with him for a hot second, mainly because it's James Lofton, man. It's a Hall of Famer. Everybody want to talk to him. So I got a hot second with James Lofton. We talked about the Lions a little bit. We talked about himself. And he also made some bold predictions. You know, a lot of time travel, a lot of stuff like that. It's pretty good. So here's the interview in its entirety right now.
Garbage in the air. Eddie.
I mean, if you messing up.
3 years ago, he had 5,000 yards.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, some people, we have slumps, we have whatever, but I don't know. Hey, I got a few questions for you, if you don't mind.
Okay,
I mean, because I've been following your career. All right.
But you know what? They do have a question and answer thing.
I didn't want to step in front of the kids. That's why.
Give me one, but then give me another one.
Hey,
give me the good one.
All right.
Give me the easy softball question.
All right, the easy softball question. Hey, right now, you did a lot in Greenback. Nah, if you was playing.
No, I didn't. That wasn't me. No.
No, okay. No, you did a lot in Greenback, but if Aaron Rodgers was your quarterback,
oh, man,
how would your numbers look?
The great thing about the receivers in Green Bay right now,
mm-hmm,
and I know a lot of them because I get to do some of the games and stuff, they are not selfish.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the way you got to be. When you start thinking about just your numbers,
yeah,
you're not thinking about the team first. But when you're thinking about what you can do as a team,
mm-hmm,
that's always going to make everybody better. But I would say, you know, maybe 100. So maybe 1,800 yards and 25, 26 touchdowns.
Yeah, okay.
That'd be at the 12-game mark.
But you was more of like a deep ball threat.
Yeah,
you throw a lot of short passes now.
I still think that I could do some of that because he's so accurate.
Yeah.
You know.
It's hard to admit that being in Detroit. It's very hard to admit.
You look at him and you go, why can't we have that?
Yeah. Really, every Sunday.
Well, they got
all right, well, go ahead.
And we're back normally. We're back on regular mics. Like I said, I want to thank James Lofton for coming here. You know, gave us a few minutes. We did it all TMZ style. You know, caught him. It was very loud in that place. Hopefully you was able to hear him. But yeah, he kicked a little knowledge on Stafford, what he would do if he had a different quarterback, if he played a little bit about that. And we talked about it a little bit, being from the NFC North. Now, I know I lost a lot of people. Look, he's talking sports again. He's talking sports. But, hey, it is what it is. We're back. We're better than ever. Making a lot of bold predictions this show. And so I want to thank Mr. James Lofton for just coming in. We had a Hall of Famer, NFL Hall of Famer on the show. So let's really, you know, you make a lot of bold predictions in your first show of the year, but sometimes it's good to, what's the word I'm looking for? It's good to reflect a little bit. So let's reflect a little bit on, the podcast as a whole. We're coming up 300 episodes. Other than Loudmouth Host, who may or may not know what the hell he's talking about, that's arguable. That's arguable for the people. We've had a bunch of guests. A bunch of my friends have dropped by. We submitted music. Speaking of music, we've had a Stella Award winner. We've had several Grammy Award winners. A lot of Grammy nominees. A lot of nominees. We had an Oscar winner. Now we have an NFL Hall of Famer. What else are we missing? We ever had somebody who had an Emmy? I don't know. I'm not fact checking right now. I don't know if we, that may be out. So we got Oscar, Grammy. I know in my soul we never had a, hold on, wait. Did we have a Tony? A person who won a Tony? So Emmy and Tony, we don't know yet. I think we did, but not really sure. We have a bunch of DMA winners, Detroit Music Awards, a shit ton of Detroit Music Award nominees. What else we have? Either way, bold predictions for 2016. We will have every award winner. We haven't had a Pulitzer. So 2016, bold prediction. We will try to get one of each award winning something. I want a Golden Globe nominee. You also, they don't have to win. They can be a nominee. I would like a Golden Globe nominee. If there's an award, because we are an award winning podcast. We won the Stitcher Award for something a couple years ago. So it's only, I'm getting on my Kanye right now. It's only, that may be the, almost like you have to have an award to come in here and do something. But no, I wouldn't do that. But we will try to, edge out that guy. That's a bold prediction for the show right there. All award winners, man. All award everything. Yeah. So we have an NFL Hall of Famer. Now we need to get MLB Hall of Famer. We need to get NBA, soccer. I can get a FIFA Hall of Fame. Do they have a Hall of Fame? Either way. If I have to go to Cooperstown itself, we'll do that. Just stay. Hey, you're Ernie Banks, and then there we go. Wait, is Ernie Banks still alive? Okay. All right. Off track. We're off track a little bit. Nothing but bold predictions to show. Bold, strong predictions of 2016. If I had to sit back and I have to think, wrestling? Do we have anybody from wrestling? We ever had a world champ? Boxing? We haven't had anybody from there. So, we got a lot of ground to cover. That's all I'm getting at. So, speaking of wrestling, let's see. I like wrestling. So, the WWE will, WWE, Brock Lesnar will become a champion again, may not win the Royal Rumble itself. Bold prediction. Strong, but or Cena. That's kind of a safe belt. That's a very, very safe bet. But, bold prediction with the WWE, yeah. Royal Rumble won by Brock Lesnar. Yep. Bold prediction. That's what we do. All bold prediction, everything in this show. Okay. So, yeah. Also, at some point in 2016, the world, I don't know how we're going to do this, will take Miley Cyrus seriously for 5 minutes. And then we're going to totally regret doing that. That's a bold prediction. That's a good bold prediction right there. She's going to do something that's going to be impactful and insightful. And I hope somebody keeping a tally of these. I want to see how right I am. Bold prediction. I spent a lot of time in the break. I don't know if you heard it in the last show over the winter vacation, but I did get a chance to see a lot of binge watching on TV. Got a chance to see the new Star Wars. That was great. It was awesome. It was like great. So that may come up. We may do bold prediction. Me, my boy BK, or anybody else who want to join, we'll sit down and break down Star Wars: The Force Awakens. Another spoiler show. We haven't done one in a while. Along with other stuff. Also, I'm throwing it out there. Ben Affleck will go down as the single greatest Batman ever, or the fucking worst. My money's on the up. He's already killing it as Bruce Wayne in the trailer, in the ads. He's murdering the game in the trailer. But I got some questions about his Batman. Like, for starters, why does Batman have a fucking gun? Why does he? I don't know. We'll get to it. Maybe. You know, it'd be some cool stuff coming. Batman doesn't really carry guns. So he's going to need, he's going to need something going on with that. But like I said, bold prediction, we will sit down and break down The Force Awakens. Force Awakens. He's coming back hard. So that's what we're gonna do with that show. So watch out for BK in 2016. That's my boy. We know a thing or two about the Force. We know what it takes to talk some Star Wars. I actually talked to him over the phone. And that could have been the show, because we broke it down to a microscopic level over the phone. And that's the first viewing. Since then, I have went back and saw it. I actually saw it twice. I'm pretty sure he did. I'm not 100%. But like I said, this is bold predictions, this show. So in this show, we are not saying anything that we can be held liable to. It's a lot of bold predictions. A lot of things that says, hey, this is a prediction. It's just a prediction. You know, the whole thing can change. It could, you know, X factors being whatever it is. Some things you can rest on. Collective P's gonna kill it in 2016. Idea, it's gonna murder the game 2016. A lot of things you could do. So there we go. There we go. A lot of bold predictions to show. Yeah, nothing but bold predictions to show, man. And look who came through the door. It is Tasha, who have been hearing me babble for 2 hours because the first podcast didn't exactly work.
So I left.
And
had to pick up our son from his grandmother's.
And we're back. And this show is just
so you're still recording from when I left the
first
time?
Yes, because it didn't work out.
I've been gone for a while.
Well,
I've had time to go get
an
breakfast.
Hour of this is gone because, well, you know, the mics weren't all the way plugged in, so it's like I'm talking.
Who were you talking to exactly?
You would tell your left.
I'm talking about, you said the microphone's unplugged. I'm like, who are
no,
you talking
no one,
to?
No one, apparently. No one.
Oh, okay.
Since you've been gone, I tried to do the first show all over again. I explained to the people. We played the James Lofton interview.
Okay.
That was a little quick, little guerrilla-style interview.
Okay.
We played the new cut from Idea.
This show is all over the place, huh?
Collective Peace. No, there's no point to this show.
That's when this show is all over.
Because I explained to the people. I broke character. I told the people. It was like, look, it is the 3rd of the new year. It is January 3rd. So nothing happened for us to talk about in 2016?
Well, it was a few things that popped up on my Facebook page that was interesting.
But it's just like the same old thing. It's nothing.
Can we bring those things up? Or
you can if you want. But this show is nothing but bold predictions. So, bold prediction number one.
It's not a bold prediction. It's just like a hey. It came up on my Facebook page.
That's what I was doing this whole show. Bold prediction.
It came up on my Facebook page. And it is so very true.
Hold on. Here's what you missed.
Okay.
Hillary got this.
Oh, yeah. Trump is.
I am voting for Hillary.
Trump is an idiot.
Solely based on she's a woman.
No, I'm not even voting for her because he's a woman. I am voting. Like, Donald Trump is just like, you cannot be the president and be openly offensive to everyone.
All right, but what about Bernie Sanders?
Bernie, feel the burn. That's all. That's why I like Bernie.
Can feel the burn.
Feel the burn, baby.
Another bold prediction I have made when you was gone. We will see Daisy Fuentes and Cindy Crawford come back.
This is a total bold prediction.
Bold prediction.
Bold prediction for me is that I will get a new wedding ring this year.
That's bold as hell.
Oh, yeah.
That's bold as hell.
I almost
choked on his
Sam.
Team.
Sam.
I almost choked
Sam,
on my team.
Reward your wife. Your wife has not lost her ring. I still have both rings.
That's
but
bold.
I cannot fit them.
That is bold.
So I'm going to pick it out and I'm going to send you the picture.
That's bold. That is a bold
very
prediction.
Bold.
That is bold.
It's very. I'm going Hillsburg Diamonds.
That's bold.
Right,
that's
send you the picture, the one I want. And if you save up $50 to $100 a month, you can get it.
That's bold. That's bold. Bold predictions. That's all we're doing this show. Seth got it. Seth winning again.
Seth who? Rollins.
Oh well, yeah. We talked about WWE a little bit.
Seth who?
Oh, Steph Curry. Sorry.
Steph Curry.
I was thinking about the brother Seth, but. Steph Curry, he gonna do it again.
Another bold prediction from me is that I will get some new Uggs.
That's bold.
Bold prediction.
That's bold. All bold predictions this show.
I know it's like, sir, I'm talking about material stuff.
Yeah.
Screw you, buddy.
That's bold. That's what makes it so. I said some stuff that just out of left field. We're gonna see Daisy Fuentes again. We're gonna see Cindy Crawford
again.
See
her doing what?
Hell if I know. We're gonna see him again.
Okay.
They gonna do something cool though. They gonna do. I don't know what they're doing. Here's how I put it. I have no facts to back this up, but what is it? 20 years. Every 20 years, like pop culture has a gap of 20 years, right? Mm-hmm. So all I'm doing is taking people from 1996, mm-hmm. and just bringing them back. They gonna be back doing something. Because it's 20 years. Pop culture has a 20-year gap. I've made the comparisons.
I'm off a bold prediction. I'm going to make a bold statement. Because, like I said, something came up on my Facebook.
Not a prediction?
Not really a prediction.
This show is all about predictions.
But it's like, hey, you, people, married, unmarried, whatever you're doing, stop saying you don't do certain things. And we all know you do them.
We don't know what certain things is.
Certain things.
How is it bold that you
dipping
around
oral,
the bush?
The certain thing is oral sexual relations. Stop saying you don't do it.
So, is the bold prediction that's going to make a...
Bold prediction that y'all will start admitting that, hey, in my off time, I suck a little...
That's too bold.
Whatever.
They can't do it. That's too bold.
Too bold. But yeah, they came on my Facebook page. And I'm like, it'd be grown women. And it'd be like, I'm married. Oh, I don't do that. How are you still married?
All right, I can answer that. You already got the ring. You don't have to do it no more. It's like,
that's not true.
It's sort of like, no. You're definitely not true. But
Hey. Don't put me out there.
Well, all I'm saying is, it's sort of like, you know, when a star player signs that NBA or NFL contract.
And he starts sucking.
Carmelo Anthony. Like, everyone pulls a Carmelo.
He sucks afterwards. Not literally sucks.
Yeah. Sort of like Sue, Carmelo.
Yeah, Sue.
Namakisue.
How you going to be the
Carmelo,
highest player?
And
suck.
And then he just go. Verlander. Verlander had a piece of that. Yeah, he did.
But he was injured, though.
Really? Was he really?
A little bit.
You run around with Kate Upton. You don't look so injured to me.
Did you see his booty in that picture, though? And yeah, please,
no.
Y'all, stop with the naked pictures. If you're going to take a naked picture of you and your spouse, delete it. Or put it somewhere, not on the cloud, so somewhere on a flash dick.
Yep.
Flash drive. Yep.
And we already see where your mind is.
Flash drive reserved specifically for your nude pictures. And please, stop being thoughts on Instagram. That's my request for 2016. Guys, I know you only going to attract a certain type of guys with those pictures. But if you're trying to be in a long-lasting relationship, guys appreciate if you keep their stuff under wraps.
Here's what you're
doing. So stop being Instagram thoughts.
Here's what you're doing.
It's not cute.
I know we all about bold predictions this show, but you are trying to change the entire landscape of social media.
I know.
And
Steph Curry's wife said it right.
She was right.
I keep myself under wraps with my husband.
Okay. Speaking of Steph, he was right. Steph Curry's wife. I'm trying to remember her name.
Ayesha Curry.
There we go. She was right. But
they got mad at her though.
It's the internet.
How you gonna get mad at somebody saying she likes to keep her stuff covered from her husband? I don't like to have my titties out.
It's the internet. Look, do you understand? We've been talking no facts about anything we said because the whole show is bold predictions, right? Mm-hmm. Then you showed up. All bold predictions. There's no real facts in this because enough time hasn't came to prove it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The bold predictions. I guarantee we're going to get a tweet. We're going to get something that says, like, I don't know.
Oh, y'all suck.
I don't know. But you're going to get that hate because of the internet. Mm-hmm. Because the name of the show, Bold Predictions for 2016. I said bold prediction. We reflect a little bit on the past. We've had a Grammy winner. Mm-hmm. A lot of Grammy nominees. Mm-hmm. We've had a Oscar winner. We've had a lot of DMAs. We had a stellar winner, stellar nominee. I find it interesting we had stellar winners and nominees, but not a gospel artist. Mm-hmm. This is how this show works. I'm saying we all award everything.
Yeah, we haven't really had a stellar.
No, yeah, we had a stellar.
Who?
Brandon Williams.
Oh.
He has a stellar, but he's not a gospel artist. So we got the award.
Not the gospel.
It's not the genre it's for.
What, he do play for somebody? Or?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. I got you.
So here we go. We had an NFL Hall of Famer. We had a legend. All award, everything for 2016. So we got to close the gap. We need a Golden Globe winner or nominee.
Mm-hmm.
We need a Tony.
That y'all will stop buying these stupid hoverboards.
Oh, yeah, that's over because Christmas is over. So
yeah, I mean,
you're
like,
good.
What's on to the next thing?
It's going to be the next thing. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, because according to Back to the Future, they weren't supposed to have wheels. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, take it up with Bernie Sanders. He was in the movie. Like, I said that while you were gone. He reminds me of my man from Back to the Future.
Doc Martin? Doc, what's his name? You seen Back to the Future
too many times.
His name Doc Johnson, right?
No, Doc Johnson is my man from the 80s. It's Doc Brown.
Doc Brown.
Emmett Brown. I had to sit back and think about it for a second, man. It was like, yeah, Doc Brown. Marty, we have blah, blah, blah. And then there we go. Pretty much, they just went back in time to stop a rape.
Okay.
That's the movie.
Again. Okay.
You haven't seen it?
I've like seen shades of it.
Gotta go back in
but
time.
But I've never like been like wanting to see Back to the Future.
Bold prediction, 2016. My wife will watch Back to the Future, all three of them, and Star Wars.
Oh.
That's
wow.
a bold. That's bold as hell. That's a bold prediction. That's it, man. I think we're on close.
Very bold.
That's the last bold prediction. I think we are right about that time. We could close it up. I want to thank y'all for listening. For the second time in 2016. And we started this thing off and
let's keep it going.
Let's do it. Lot of bold predictions. And let's see if they happen. As always, you can find us. All our social media stuff, go to samshownation.com. Mm-hmm. normally, next week, we will make sure these mics are plugged in. We will have more topics because obviously the week we probably have another special guest.
Possibly.
I want to say thanks to all the people who has been listening and keeping us afloat to 2016. Episode 300 is coming up very shortly, and a lot of bold predictions. As far as the social media stuff, Twitter, you can hit me up, SamShow11 on the tweets. Just Talk with Sam on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Facebook, Just Talk with Sam, or / Just Talk with Sam.
I had another bold prediction.
Bold prediction.
That you will take me to Morton Steakhouse. That's a bold prediction. Ruth Chris. This year.
Yeah, I mean, they like have a free day or something. Yeah, yeah, why not?
You gotta pay.
You don't know that. It's a bold prediction. I have a bold prediction.
Okay.
That they will pay for me to go do that. Mm-hmm. Yep, bold prediction.
Oh yeah.
Lot of bold predictions. Mm-hmm. So there we go. That's what we're doing. And see you guys next week.
All right.
SamShowDaisy.com. See you guys later.